Good morning, parents and carers. This is an audio version of the Return to School update for parents letter issued on the 26th of February 2021. I hope you and your family remain safe and well. Following on from this week's announcement from the Prime Minister, I wanted to confirm with you the plans for reopening Iskett Academy to all students from the 8th of March. We are delighted to be able to welcome students back to face-to-face learning and try to return some sort of normality, even if we are not quite yet back to the full range of wider school opportunities and events which we all miss so much. Beyond the logistics of returning, students may feel apprehensive about returning to school after being away, which is totally understandable. Some may be excited to see school friends again and to return to a more fixed routine, or maybe a bit of both. Either way, please reassure them that a great deal of our focus has been on preparing for their return to ensure that they feel supported both academically and emotionally from the start. As always, our partnership with parents will be crucial in seeing the students through these new challenges, so please do contact us at any time if you need to make us aware of anything which may help your child. I'm very conscious that there is a lot of information to send out over the coming days, and so I will try to break the information down into various subjects and across several updates so that you do not get too overloaded. Testing prior to returning to school. In accordance with the government guidance, the school is required to offer 3 tests for all students on their return to school. Each test should be 3 to 5 days apart, and this works on a consent-only basis. Thereafter, students will receive home testing kits, and more information will follow on this in due course. If students do not have consent to be tested, they should return as usual with their year group on the day stated below. Essential School will continue to operate for our students until their year group returns to school, and the details of which are also shown below. There is a table included in the letter, which is also available on our website, detailing the date of the first test for each year group, along with their first day returning to school, and the subsequent tests should they consent. It also details the date that Essential School will continue to run for each year group. And again, that table can be accessed from our website. Along with other protective measures we are taking, these tests will help staff and pupils to remain in school safely. Up to 1/3 of people who have COVID-19 experience no symptoms at all, and by testing, we will help to stop the virus spread and help to keep our school open as safely as possible. All consenting students who've been attending our essential school since January have taken these tests, and staff have also been taking them twice per week too. Students will be offered a testing time slot by tutor group, and we will contact you directly next week with confirmation of the time for your child to report to the sports hall for testing, if consent is received. When arriving at school, students should make their way to the Year 10 entrance by the sports hall. And on arrival, they will be given instructions on how to undertake the test prior to completing the test itself. Following this, students will then need to go home. This process should take no longer than 20 minutes. It is also important that students maintain stringent social distancing when travelling to and from school, and also during the testing process. Otherwise, they risk having to isolate for 10 days if identified as a close contact. Students do not need to wear uniform when attending school for their first test. Please ensure they arrive ready for their start time and that they wear their face covering. Consent for testing. In order to obtain consent for your child to have lateral flow tests, we would appreciate you completing the consent form, if not already done so, which is available via a link on the letter, which again will be found on our website. And you can also find further information about testing with regards to the NHS, how to do your test, and also testing for students' guidance on our website. If you have any questions at all with regards to lateral flow testing, please do not hesitate to contact us. School organisation. On their full return to school, students will follow their usual school timetable, and they will be given a copy of this either when they attend for testing or as they arrived at school. Students will be based for tutor time in the same year group zones and should continue to use the same year group specific entrances before they enter the site in the morning. The key change will be that students will be encouraged to wear a face covering at all times whilst in the school building, including all lessons with the exception of PE. The usual exemption criteria applies, and if a parent feels that their child should be exempt from wearing a face covering, they should email us at adminoffice@iscaexeter.co.uk. The government have also issued updated guidance for parents, and the link to the document can also be found on our website. I write to you again next week with more information to support your child with the safe return to school. Our students are extremely resilient and resourceful, and I have no doubt that they will quickly take to being back at school in their stride, as they have with all of the challenges presented by COVID-19 thus far. We very much look forward to welcoming them back. We have really missed them. Best wishes, Miss Mitchell, head teacher.